time is here again. You can catch it all on WGN.
All right, it's Dave Flyer back with you on 720 WGN. So the world champion Chicago Cubs David Ross retired last fall after hitting a home run in Game 7 that helped the Cubs win the World Series. And with his excellent footwork, he knows how to swing and has proven it every week thus far. And to break it all down for us is Dancing with the Stars MVP, David Ross. David, what's up, my friend?
Good morning. How are we doing, Dave?
I am great. So you decided to trade the ballpark for the ballroom, and you just cha-cha'd your way to the next round. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much. I'm having fun. I did. I traded in my cleats for some dancing shoes, and I'm having fun. You know, when a unique opportunity like this comes available and they ask you, you're such an honor, one, to be asked, and just to do something so far out of my comfort zone and unique, it's just a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot about myself, and it's been a good distraction for me from, you know, missing baseball. I was out in spring training, and you know, I miss those guys a lot and that competition. So this is giving me, I'm competing with myself and trying to get better at dancing and having some fun with it. So it's been great for me.
So when you were asked to do this, what originally went through your mind? Was it an immediate, yeah, I'm going to give this a shot? Or did you have to think it about a little bit?
No chance. Yeah, no. My first thought was like, what? One, you know, they ask you to be maybe the first Major League Baseball player ever to do Dance with the Stars. I'm thinking, why me? You know, because I wasn't a superstar player. And so it makes you think a lot about, you know, what others have done for you, the guys in Chicago, and the things they've said about me to the media and the way they've lifted me up and put me on this big pedestal that Dance with the Stars would call. It just made me super appreciative for one, my teammates and the organization and all those guys that I was a part of last year. So that entered my mind, but my first thought was no, like no chance. I want to get out there and I don't know anything about dancing, like zero. So it definitely was something like my heart dropped when they asked, and I had more than one conversation with a few people and Dina who produces the show and you know, about just what it all entailed, and she kind of helped me relax and think about how much fun it would be, and she was right.
Now, your partner's Lindsay Arnold. How much practicing went into this up front? I mean, how many weeks did you have until that first episode?
We met March 1st at the GMA, and then went straight to Tallahassee. And so we had about 3 weeks to practice that first day.
Wow!
But you have to take one day off a week. But now it's every day. So after the first show, you practice every day for about 4 or 5 hours a day, and just over and over, repetition. And my body's transforming. I'm losing weight. I don't know if I'm looking like a dancer on the dance floor. My body's slimming out.
Yeah.
It's been good exercise as well as a good, fun learning experience.
Well, looking at like the people you were dancing with and the competition and so forth, what did you say to yourself? At least I'll make it to the first round, the second round. Did you think you'd be here ready today and coming up to the third episode?
You know, the first thing I thought, I was sitting in at Good Morning America in the little back room while we're waiting to go on, and I see Mr. T and Charo and The Bachelor, and I see all these people on here, and Rashad Jennings, and I'm thinking, you know, this is Dance with the Stars. What am I doing in this room?
That's awesome.
But I was thinking, because, you know, I don't see myself in that light, and so it just was really funny to me to be in that room and around these people who are basically, you know, self-made celebrities, and I was a part of a team and the reason why I was there. So really I was thinking, what am I doing here? What's going on? And then I was super stoked. Mr. T was like one of those guys you just idolized growing up.
Yeah, of course.
A-team and Rocky. And so I just picked his ear, and he had his Cubs jersey on that day. And
awesome.
He's from Chicago. So he told me all about him bouncing in Southside and, you know, about growing up in Chicago. He's just a phenomenal human being. So it's just been fun to get to know all these celebrities on a different level.
And they hit the baseball theme right out of the park. So the first thing you're doing, go Cubs, go. Is that something you said you wanted to do? Or was that like a team of people saying, nah, this is what's going to help you launch the first season premiere here?
Yeah, I think they want the fans of the show to get to know everybody, because everybody comes from different backgrounds and not everybody's a baseball fan that watches Dance with the Stars. So I think they wanted to show where I was, you know, where that came from and what I was all about while I was on the show.
Yeah.
You know, even my partner, Lindsay, I don't know how much she knew about me before we started. So, you know, I understand people from Chicago, their Cubs fans know who I am, but not the whole world knows, you know, who David Ross is.
They do now.
They were showing that. Yeah. Yeah. But, and we don't pick our song or our theme each week. They do that.
Okay.
The producers of the show do that and they send it to us. So we got to adjust. So, it was kind of fun for me just to be comfortable in kind of my uniform and dance the Go Cubs Go because I knew the song.
Very cool. And I know, you know, your home is in Tallahassee. You have a place in Chicago. You're pretty much hanging out in L.A. these days. Are you having a good time?
I'm actually traveling back and forth. I do live in Tallahassee, and I'm on the West Coast this week just because I came. I went down to spring training, and I had a few things to do out here in L.A., I travel back and forth. My son is in the middle, just started his coach pitch league, and I'm helping his coach the team. And my daughter's doing softball and volleyball and has tournaments every weekend. So I'm just kind of going all over the place and making sure I'm still, you know, there for my family and my kids. I don't want to miss those things. That's the reason I retired to begin with. So I want to make sure when I signed up for this that they were able to adjust to my schedule and ABC and dancing's been great with that. Lindsay travels and the producer travels with us everywhere we go. And it's a little bit of a rigorous schedule flying wise for us, but it's worth it for me because I get to take my kids to school still and be a part of their sporting events that they got going on.
That's what I love about you, David. I know your priorities, you know, in life have always been, you know, and I've read about it over the years too, that it's always family first. And then you're back, you know, doing this new role with the Cubs too. You know, you're going to be busy, but you got to love the fact that you're going to have that quality time ahead, not so much traveling with such a young family that you have.
Well, that was the part of taking the job and sitting down with Theo and Jed and them talking to me about what they saw me doing and just easing my way back into some baseball activity. But they definitely wanted to keep me around, which was a huge, huge compliment. And I was very flattered about that. And so just signing back on with the Cubs and being a part of what I feel like is maybe one of the best organizations in all of baseball.
Absolutely.
And learning from a Hall of Fame caliber front office was a no-brainer for me. And they're giving me the freedom to do the things I want to do with my family, which is great.
Well, opening day is today. The Cubs taking on St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Any advice for your teammates you want to shout out?
They need no advice from me. Have fun. they always seem to have fun. It's a good group of guys, and they're gonna have they have a great team, and you know, it's a great organization. The people that are just all the way through, from front office to coaching staff to players. And I feel like they've gotten better. Wilson's obviously a better catcher than myself and is going to do great. And you got Schwarber back and just a lot of energy, young energy. Moore had a great spring. I think Jay Hayes worked hard on his swing this offseason. I think Chris Bryant, who was the MVP last year, is going to be even better. You know, Javi Baez is coming to his own. You know, everybody, Zoe. They're just going to be really, really good. I think the bullpen's going to be better. They're going to be great.
And if that's not enough, you've got a new book coming out May 9th, Teammate, My Journey in Baseball and a World Series for the Ages, your memoir, and possibly a film in the works. So now who's going to play you? Is this a Brad Pitt kind of role, you're thinking?
I don't know. This is like so far out of my realm. All these things have come available. And I mean, I jokingly said the other day, how does a guy write a book that can't even read? So I was kidding with my buddies. But, you know, it's all been so great and all these opportunities and people just want to, you know, be a part of what was going on in Chicago. And they love my story and it's super flattering. The movie thing's still in the works and they bought the rights to the book. And so I don't know how that's going to work moving forward, but I'm really excited about the book coming out and talking about my journey. And a lot of people, you know about the last couple of years in Chicago, but, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs and learning from other people that shaped me into the person I am today and that everybody in Chicago appreciated and fell in love with. So it's kind of cool for me just to share that because it's about all the other people that I've run across and have showed me the way to treat people and to handle situations that have made me who I am.
Well, looking forward to the book and Dancing with the Stars back on tomorrow night, Monday at 7 Central on ABC. And we need every Cubs fan across the globe to vote for David and Lindsay again Monday night on ABC. David, thanks for taking the time, man, and break a leg out there.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all the votes from everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, David. All right. We'll be right back at 720 WGN.